There will be no changes to class sizes in the coming school year. The teachers' union has raised questions about class sizes for years, and with social distancing requirements due to COVID-19, it was hoped by some that government and school board officials would relent. Some jurisdictions are staggering classes and offering half-day instruction to ensure physical distancing, but Education Minister Tom Osborne says with limited space and few active cases, the cost would be staggering, perhaps in the range of $1 billion. He says Newfoundland and Labrador is in an enviable position.
Based on the fact we have no community prevalence and no community spread of COVID, that it is safe to have all students return to school for the start of the school year. That's what we're focused on, and making sure that students have the best educational advantage. Split classes may not provide them with the same advantage. I'm very cognizant of that. Parents are very cognizant of that.
And LTA President Dean Ingram says while a lot of positive announcements have been made, the government appears to be listening. Class size remains a serious issue.
Still feel the importance of having that issue examined, and it's why we've been calling for an independent review of the allocation model for a number of years before COVID. It's an issue during COVID, but it's been crystallized, and we think it needs to be addressed so it's not an issue after COVID.